Well, what's been going on is in Portugal, as you say, they in Albufeira, just outside Albufeira, the Champions Cup, European, you know, the national champions and the runners-up from each country in Europe enter a team, and it's the Champions Cup, and it's something that Finn Valley did do about many years ago and had a successful run there. So it's been some time since they were back, and finishing second behind Libya this year in the national championships earned them that right, and they were... This morning they were in Portugal and they were competing, and okay, it was an understrength team, as a number of their athletes are in the US at the moment, but very, very important to be represented, and indeed a great honour to be represented, to represent Ireland in the Champions Cup. Now, the story was they finished 13th team. There is the team champions are Braga, a Portuguese team, and of course many of these teams are strengthened by the inclusion of Kenyan athletes. You know, a lot of the European, the better, stronger combinations bring in Kenyans to strengthen their team, and that's, of course, that's okay in many respects. So you're really up against it in terms of a European context and a competitive sense. But the real big story from the Finn Valley participation was Nuala Boss. She's a student at Maynooth University. She's right by Glenswilly, and she really, really, really had an unbelievable run. She finished 25th, young athlete. She had competed in the Finn Valley under 20 team at this level previously, so she's building a career and progressing indeed. But a really strong, gutsy run from Nuala Boss, and great credit to her today. Second home for Finn Valley was Nolan Scanlon. She finished, 46th. And then we had Teresa Doherty making up that scoring team, 3 to score on 54th, and Maggie O'Hara, 59th. 13th team, seriously competitive race, but again, underlining the nature and indeed the importance of being involved and targeting involvement and qualification for this championship each and every year from our national championships. So well done, Finn Valley, out there with team leader Katrina Devine. Also today, down in Athlone, a more domestic story, the National League. Finn Valley were in that one. They were chasing a National League final, which goes ahead next Saturday in Dublin. And they have qualified. They were in sixth going into this round two of the National League qualification process. They finished 5th overall. And basically, they joined Ratoath, Dundrum, South Dublin, Dunedin, and St Lawrence O'Toole of Carlow and Clonliffe in the final. So, all to play for next Saturday. And the main contenders, the main people who did the scoring today, indeed, were Tara Rose Smith for Finn Valley, 1,500 metres. She won it. Bridget McDyer, once again, a great team, loyal team member. She got big points there today, particularly in the shot. Riona Doherty, she finished 3rd in the long jump. Well done to her. And then, cutting across to the men's, we had Oisin Thompson. The Finn Valley men's team were also trying to qualify today, but no luck for them. They just had too much ground to make up. Oisin Thompson was the best of the Valley lads in the long jump, finishing 3rd. Mark Cairns also had a good run, finishing 5th in the 800 metres, and Ace Rodriguez, he finished 3rd in the 200 metres. So that was the story in the National League, and so looking forward to next weekend, again another weekend, obviously, this National League in Dublin, and also the National Intermediate and Masters Cross Country hitting the road, hitting the cross country, hitting the fields in Dublin next Sunday. What else was happening? Well, we had a young athletes meet down in Lifford today. Hundreds of young athletes from various clubs throughout Donegal competing, and blessed with the day in the circumstances. Sometimes over the years, this early season meet, which gives the athletes an opportunity for competition before the Ulsters, which are on in a few weeks' time, you know, they were just blown away, washed away, just starved to bloody death, really. But today's quite lucky today, the weather was kind, and a lot of the youngsters would have gained immensely from participation in that meet. And well done to Lifford Athletic Club and Donegal Athletics Board for hosting that meet. And that's just wrapped up right now, so it's been a long old day, but a valuable day in a sense. In the States overnight, in Boulder, Colorado, at 5,000 foot high up on the mountains in Boulder. Oisin Gallen was back in action. He was running on a mile. He just was outside the 4 minute barrier. But the relativity of it is, you know, when you're running at altitude, his time of 4:02 would suggest that he is in form at sea level to run sub four mile, and he may get that opportunity next weekend. He runs in Boston next Friday night, so we'll see what happens in that. But there is that opportunity for Oisin O'Gallen. Finn Valley, now an assistant coach at Wyoming University, based in the States, and has been there for a few years, doing extremely well, breaking Donegal records on a regular basis over the last few years, from 10,000 right down to 3,000. So continuing back in good form. He was competing last a few weeks ago, but was to compete a few weeks ago, but pulled out due to a bit of a flu. So nice to see him healthy and back in action. So that pretty much was the weekend. And as I say, looking forward to a busy weekend next weekend again. Some schools athletics in the middle of the week, Ulster schools finals. So we're hammering on now with indoor athletics, particularly cross country, slowly winding down. But today the scene was Portugal, that Champions Cup, Finn Valley involved, and then the indoor story was in Athlone, Finn Valley qualifying for the National League final there, and in Lifford, of course, that youngsters meet, which would prove invaluable going forward for those young athletes. So well done to everybody there. A busy day once again, and we look forward to the week ahead.